We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks, Andy. 8:05 here on this Monday. It's the 12th day of February, 2018. John Reed with you on Richmond's Morning News. Mickey O'Connor is the editor-in-chief of TV Guide, and he joins us, as he does at the start of every week, to let us know what might be appealing for us on television. And Mickey, I know NBC is hoping that everyone's just going to be completely enamored by the Olympians and their personal stories and how beautiful Korea looks with the snow on the ground, but I know for sure that's not the case. I've got friends who just don't even want to have anything to do with it. How did they do with the opening ceremonies on Friday? I heard it was kind of a mixed bag.
I think that the opening ceremonies are always a little bit of a challenge because they're on Friday night, and the time difference, particularly this year, a lot of the imagery leaked out in advance.
Yeah.
And people watched it live at 6 a.m., like 18 hours before. So, I think that it was complicated. The ratings are down a little bit, but not too much. I mean, I think as far as ratings go, NBC is just fine. They'll be just fine because they'll be getting all kinds of rating points during the actual games.
Yeah, and they're hoping it'll roll on for 2 weeks. But this week, at least, we've got a lot of other opportunities to watch entertainment rather than just the Olympians.
Yeah, like there's not a lot of new programming, but there's a lot of counter programming to the Olympics. I think that we talked a little bit last week about Celebrity Big Brother is on CBS, and there's a reason why it's only 3 weeks long, because first of all, it's celebrities, so you can't get them to sit still for that long, but also it's counter programming to the Olympics. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of great Olympic coverage on, but if you don't want to watch that, What's like the exact opposite of the Olympics? Like, maybe it's Celebrity Big Brother. So there's that. And, and ABC is doing something similar with the Bachelor Winter Games, which is, again, only airing for this short period of time while the Olympics are on. If you're not familiar with the Bachelor Winter Games, that is not a surprise because they've kept it a little bit under wraps. They shot it in Vermont, and it's basically kind of a combination of, a winter sports competition show and a romance reality show. So they take all these former contestants of the Bachelor franchises from the U.S., the U.K., Australia, Finland, Sweden, Germany, Switzerland, China, and Japan. And they compete in these sort of winter sports. And if they win the competitions, then they get the opportunity to go on dates. Sounds a little complicated, but it could be really crazy and fun, I think.
Okay, well.
And that starts on Tuesday.
Yeah. I won't be watching, but I'm sure somebody will find that one interesting. And then if you're alone on Valentine's Day, there's some options for you to drown your sorrows in front of the television.
Yeah, so this is kind of an interesting show. I saw a preview of it in January at the Winter TV previews, and it's really interesting. It's a small show, and I'm hoping it gets a little more attention. It's kind of a comedy drama, and it was created by the stars of the show, Shoshana Stern and Josh Feldman. They're two deaf actors who won the opportunity to go into the Sundance Labs and sort of create this show. And Shoshana plays a talent agent and Josh Feldman plays a writer. And, again, they're friends. They're really good at their jobs. They just happen to be deaf. And it's all sort of done with a healthy dose of comedy. I think that there's a lot of political activism behind this, in terms of visibility and in terms of how they want their stories to be told. But it's also very funny and very charming. And you'll see some familiar faces. Cheryl Hines is in it. Zach Guilford from Friday Night Lights and Marley Matlin plays one of the moms.
And real fast, broadcast TV's got to step it up because they're competing with Netflix. And two of the things on your list are Netflix entities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Netflix has kind of a year-round premiere strategy. So, you know, it seems like Netflix has a lot more programming, and they do have a lot of programming, to be fair. But it's also that they're not holding it all to, you know, be released in September and January like the broadcast networks do. They're sort of, you know, parsing it out throughout the year. So, you know, at a time like now, when there isn't a lot of new premieres on, Netflix is really running the table because they're the only people with new programming on. They have a new show that premieres on Friday. It's called Everything Sucks. And it takes place in Boring, Oregon in 1992. And I think that, you know, it's kind of a cute little high school story about the AV club and the drama club have to work. They have to work together to make a movie, and that in and of itself isn't like a great description. Mm-hmm. But I would say that if you were familiar with the TV show Freaks and Geeks, if you're a fan of that show, Judd Apatow's first sort of big project, you will like this show. It has very strong Freaks and Geeks vibes, and it has a really great '90s soundtrack. You'll hear, you know, Blind Melon, Alanis Morissette, The Cranberries, all the stuff that I remember from. I'd like to say high school, but it was a little later.
Okay. And then I remember Joel McHale, and I didn't know where he had gone, but he's back on Netflix.
Yeah, so Joel McHale, you know, he gave up. You know, he was a comedian, and he had this show on E! That was called The Talk. The Soup. And basically they took, like, clips from other shows, and they kind of, you know, made fun of them, made comedy out of them. Mm-hmm. And he sort of gave up a lot of that talk show type stuff to become an actor. And so he was on Community. He had another show called The Great Outdoors on CBS. He did a few movies. But now he's back and he's doing a weekly talk show on Netflix. And the description is a clip-driven look at pop culture and current events, which basically sounds exactly like
the old show,
which he used to do on E! So they're trying to keep it really current. It's going to tape on Thursdays and be ready to stream on Sundays. So that's his new venture, and it premieres on Sunday on Netflix.
Well, we'll keep our eyes open. Mickey O'Connor, the editor-in-chief of TV Guide, thanks a lot for giving us the lowdown on what we can expect this week. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.